Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
The Masters of Business present Strictly Business with Brother Bedford, the podcast about money-making marketing, entrepreneurship, and business growth. Now here's your host, Brother Bedford.
Greetings to you and welcome to another episode of Masters of Business Presents Strictly Business. And as we always say, it's never personal. It's strictly business. And I'm your host, Brother Bedford. And once again, I want to thank you for sharing with me your most valuable asset, and that is your time. And as always, I want to be respectful of your time. And I want to dive right into what it is that I want to share with you today. Now, in today's episode, I want to start decoding the mind of a master of business. I want us to go inside the mind of those who are successful at business and entrepreneurship to really show us what that looks like, how it works, how it feels, and how it is different from the average person's mind. Now, by now, you should know that this has been a point of interest for me for years. I've been personally trying to learn how to become more successful and how to function at a higher level. That's why I started interviewing successful black millionaires, because I wanted to know what was behind the success. And I discovered that it wasn't magic. Their successes followed the universal law of cause and effect. I mean, there are simply actions that people have taken in their lives that have had profound impacts, and these impacts have allowed them to become successful. It didn't just happen by chance, it happened by taking specific actions. And what causes someone to take an action is their thinking, its analysis, its rationalizing, and its viewing things and making decisions and sacrifices every day. And the part that is responsible for that is your mind. So if we reverse engineer this thing, we'll find that actions create success, thoughts create actions, and the mind creates your thoughts. So what's really lying at the base of your success is your mind and how it works and how it functions. That's why I've placed a great deal of emphasis on studying successful people in every different field of discipline, from athletes and entertainers to world leaders to politicians. You name it, I study it. And I do this to delve into their minds and to figure out how it works and why they're able to see things differently and more clearly than the average person, and how this ability allows them to make better decisions and take better actions, which, of course, leads them to becoming the persons that we see in front of us, the persons that they are today. So this study isn't just for observation purposes that I've started. I engage in this study so that I can assemble one of those minds inside of my own mind, right? In my own head, my own mind. I want that same type of mind that the most successful people in the history of the world, and in particular, black entrepreneurs and business persons, I want those habits, those things that have made them successful, that thinking, I want that to become a part of my mind. And of course, I want to be able to share that so that these nuggets will become a part of your mind, right? That's why I've been trying to do. I mean, it's been, I say 10 plus years, but really it's been 20 years. But focusing on it this way has definitely been for over the last 10 years. Now, I'm not saying that I've mastered this mind yet by no stretch of the imagination. But so far, I've been able to accomplish some significant things in business. And I know that I'm just scratching the surface. I've studied the mind and thinking of these people, and I've been able to reverse engineer it back to specific things that not only myself, but as I already alluded to, but you can do also. And we want to be able to do these things starting today. We want to do them so that we can dramatically improve the decisions that we make, the trade-offs that we make, and the actions that we take, not just on a year-to-year basis. I'm talking about everyday actions. And to be very direct, this is going to have an impact on your success in life as well and in business or whatever field of endeavor you choose. But it's not that the laws of success, especially these from peak performers and high achievers, it's not that it's just for business. I mentioned earlier, that's why I study sports, stars, entertainers. They all have these common threads, these common behaviors and patterns that allow them to be the great ones that we see before us, not just presently, but even past. One of my mentors, who's another mind that I studied, the great Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, actually wrote a book called What Makes the Great Great. So let's go ahead and jump into what it is that I want to share with you. I want you to think, why is it that if you take one person and expose them to some information, whether that information comes from an online course, a book, a seminar, a school, it really doesn't matter. It could be any of those things. But why is it that one person exposed to the information can take that piece of information and go on and have massive results and success, and another person exposed to the same information fails at achieving their desired results? I want you to think about this. The information here is identical, right? You got two different people, but similar. They're similar in many ways. They both come in contact with the same information. One receives the info, and the output from that information is successful results, and the other receives the information, and the output is failure. Why is that? How can two people who on the surface appear to have so much in common come in contact with the same information and get dramatically inverted results? It's not the information. Sure, the information plays a part, but it's not the main part. The main part is actually the person's mind. When you look at the educational landscape with the courses and trainings, you know, the stuff that we mentioned earlier, all of those things, all people look at is the information. The thinking is, if we can just get people to just learn this piece of information, then they should get this result. And it's because someone received the information, right? And their output was successful. So the rationale is that we can just force this same information on everyone and the results should be the same. But we can clearly see that that is not the case. And it's because we never really want to look inside the mind of the people that's receiving this information and see how it works. Now, there's a scripture, and I'm not getting ready to take you to church, even though sometimes people accuse me of being a Baptist preacher sometimes. But there's a scripture that says, let this mind be in you, the same that was in Christ Jesus. Now, the scripture didn't say, let this information be in you. Let this knowledge be in you. It said, let this mind be in you. And there's a huge difference. I've really had to dig into this after years of working with hundreds and thousands, really, of budding and seasoned entrepreneurs and providing the same type of information and seeing some people take this information and some struggle and then some take the same information and they thrive. Some of the individuals that I work with have no business experience, and we have to teach them everything, I mean from the very beginning, and help them make a dramatic transformation into business. And that's a huge shift, and that's not easy. And so what I've learned over the years is that there are layers to the mind, and most times we focus on teaching or learning a specific skill, and we're banking that that skill changes everything for us. I mean, I see this every day. Like, Brother Befford, all I need is this one thing, and I'll be straight. You know, can you show me this, or can you do that for me? You know, it's always this one thing, and that's going to save the day. Now, like what's hot right now, pardon me, is Facebook ads, right? So somebody will come in and they want to start a business or they want to be an entrepreneur and they think, you know, okay, what do I need to learn so that I can be a successful business person or an entrepreneur? And the hot topic right now is Facebook ads. And so I see it all the time. People even inbox me, Brother Befford, can you teach me Facebook advertising? Do you know someone Facebook advertising? And of course, I have to go through a whole bunch of other questions to try to unearth what the true root of the problem is. But most people think it's just that. So, you know, I'm going to jump in. This is what the person will say. I'm going to jump right in. I'm going to learn everything about Facebook ads. Then they go ahead and they do that. They buy a course, they attend a seminar, or they do some research online. It's not hard to find information about anything you want online nowadays. So they'll go online, they'll find the information. But they may not realize is that what they're doing, the only thing that they're doing is acquiring a specific skill. But there are a whole lot of things that need to be in place to make that skill effective. A skill like that actually goes on the top layer of the mind. And I'm getting ready to go into now that structure of those things that I was talking about, the mind of a master of business. So now we're getting ready to go into that. And so just a quick recap. So most people, when they come to me or when they feel that they're ready to take this plunge or take their businesses to the next level, the first thing that pops into their mind is, okay, what do I need to learn? And then they dive right in and they learn that and they think that that's going to do it. But all they're doing is acquiring a skill. I want to make sure that this is perfectly clear because I don't want to confuse anybody. And so we acquire a skill, and that skill doesn't necessarily translate into success. In fact, as I just stated, and I want to repeat it again because I want you to write this down, there are a whole lot of things that need to be in place to make that skill effective. And when you learn a skill like Facebook advertising or anything like that, that skill goes on what we call the top layer of the mind. That goes right along with what is called the process layer. That's that top layer of the mind. But here's the reality. There are four other levels beneath the process level. Now, before I go any further, let me give you my little disclaimer right here. First, I'm not a psychologist, right? Or someone who studies all of the nuances of the brain and the mind. I mean, there are many, many nuances to the brain. And there are many, many nuances to the mind and the study of them. And there are people who have devoted their lives to the study of the brain and how it functions and how it operates. So I want to make it clear that I'm just talking about the mind of a master of business and these core layers or levels of the mind that must be studied. So I'm not saying that what I'm sharing with you today is the all-encompassing knowledge about the human mind or the human brain. That's my disclaimer, okay? I'm just giving you some information that I've been privy to receive from masters of business. I mean, I don't want to sugarcoat this thing. I mean, I've interviewed successful millionaire entrepreneurs. I've had the opportunity to talk to them on the record and off the record. I've had the opportunity to work with so many and still work with so many. We got some more getting ready to come to you in just a few weeks. So this is not theory. This is actual getting in, asking the questions, observing, using, applying, taking in, discarding, all of those things. And so I don't want to diminish what I'm saying to you by that disclaimer, but I have to be honest and say that I know that there is just so much to know about the human mind and the human brain that what I'm sharing with you is not that type of all-encompassing knowledge. Okay, so that's my disclaimer. So now let's get right back to it. So that specific skill that we were talking about, and we used the learning Facebook ads as an example, that would go on the top layer along with what we call processes or the process level. Now, the level or layer, whichever term you want to use, people use these terms interchangeably, the level or the layers that is beneath that top layer, that process layer, is where your disciplines of business reside. That would be the very next level. So let me repeat that again. The top layer would be the level of processes or tactics or special skills. The layer right beneath that would be your disciplines of business, right? And we'll start getting into breaking all of these down as we go along. So under that level is where your philosophy or your principles of business reside. Then the level beneath that is cognition. And then the base level, at the very bottom, the foundation, is awareness. Now, you're probably thinking, well, Brother Bedford, what the hell are all these things? Why are we even talking about these things? Why are they even important? And I'm going to talk to you about all of them, but not all of them today. We just don't have that type of time in this format with the show, but we're going to talk about all of these things. So I guess there's going to be either just two parts or maybe even three parts to this to make sure that we cover this and unpack this so that you really get this. So as I stated earlier, someone will say that they want to be an entrepreneur and start a business, and the first thing they'll ask themselves is, what do I need to learn? And in today's climate, chances are they would be instructed to or even attracted to learn all they can about Facebook ads. I'm using that as an example because it's such a hot topic. I could talk about a few things, but I think those of you who are within the sound of my voice can relate to either being a participant in Facebook ads or actually being on Facebook or some type of social media and seeing these ads come to you. And so most businesses, most entrepreneurs are understanding the power of that right now in terms of generating leads, clients, or customers. And so that's a great example of someone thinking that that's all they need to learn to become successful. And so they'll go and they'll do that. And what they're doing, I'm repeating this again, is that they're acquiring a specific skill that goes along with other things that belong on that top layer that we talked about, that process level, which is operating on top of all of the other levels or the layers that we've talked about. Now, a good analogy of this, to try to make sure that this is clear, it would be something like, and let me take a quick sip real quick. Pardon me. A good analogy would be something like this. I heard my brother Eric Thomas on a video the other day, and he was explaining how a lot of what we want to do, we can't do because our mainframe is messed up. Right? He was specifically answering the questions about people who wanted to become successful speakers or become successful at sales and all of these different things and advertising, all of these things. And he said all of the super skills such as this, right? The speaking, the writing a book or something like that, or advertising and marketing. He said that they were ineffective. There are tons of people who get into these things, but achieve the success they desire. So they're ineffective. And he said it's because their mainframe is messed up. And I just thought the language was so appropriate for what I'm sharing with you today. I want you to think about that. He said the mainframe is messed up. So he said you have to fix the mainframe in order for everything else to be successful. Now, if any of you know the language that he's using right here, he's talking about a mainframe. That's kind of like having a computer, right? The computer is considered the mainframe. Now, some of the more sophisticated people using laptops and Macs and all of those things, they would kind of equate that to having a smaller computer, but also having what's called an operating system on the computer. And the operating system is broken. Right. This is the analogy. And you're still trying to install different types of applications for different processes on a broken mainframe or broken operating system. See, it doesn't matter how sweet or how powerful the application is. On an operating system that is broken, or maybe the system is filled with viruses, or there's not enough space. You know, some of you can relate to that language, not enough space or memory or RAM or gigabytes on the computer. If you're trying to install sophisticated or sweet applications to kind of expand the usage of it or the things that you want to do, it won't work because the operating system is not effective. It's broken, or the mainframe, as he talked about, was broken. So let's go back to that skill that we were talking about, these skills. So it doesn't matter. I don't care how many skills you have on the process level. If the operating system, meaning these different and deeper levels that we are beginning to talk about, and we're going to continue to talk about, if they're not working on your mainframe, or should I say, if they're not working on you. Now let's take it from the computer and start talking about you, the human being. If these different levels aren't working, it doesn't matter how many skills you learn on the process level, they will not work. Now the sad part is that I see this every day. People trying to learn the latest and the greatest skill or process, but the foundation on which all of this sits is damaged or is in poor condition. So someone tries to run Facebook ads or some other tactic without having the knowledge of certain business disciplines, not having the knowledge of a business philosophy, or having poor cognition and no awareness. When you just try to run Facebook ads or any other type of advertisement, or using any other type of skill, conducting webinars, whatever it is, those things don't work if you don't have these other layers in place. In fact, I see it over and over again where people do these things and then they wonder why they're not having success. And in fact, they feel that they're wasting money over and over and over again. And so this is really analogous to building a multi-million-dollar mansion on top of sand. Eventually it's going to collapse and it's going to be a total waste. If you can put all the money you want, all the design you want into building a multi-million dollar mansion, but if the foundation that it sits on is not proper, if you just put it on sand, it's only a matter of time before this beautiful mansion collapses. And that's just a total waste of time, money, and resources. So unfortunately, people refuse to even look at these levels of the mind that we're talking about, or even worse, you know, because it is the worst part is even if you look at it, it's worse if you refuse to work on these levels or these layers. And then we wonder, right, why the skills or the tactics are not working. You see, this is why two people can come into contact with the exact same information, but come away with completely different results, because it all depends on the wholeness of the layers of the person's mind. Now, somebody who has worked on these different levels of their mind is going to learn information and perceive information in an entirely different way this person will be able to run information through all of the different layers of their mind, and they're going to see things differently. They're going to see different connections through all of these different layers, and they're going to take different actions, which, of course, leads to different results. The skills and tools that you learn and you use will be massively influenced by these lower levels, because the layer above inherits everything from the layers below. Let me repeat that, because that is so important. Each level up that you begin to master, and that's really what this is all about, mastering these levels and the different nuances. And again, we're going to start peeling back the onion on each level soon. But each level above, or each layer above, it inherits everything from the level beneath it, meaning the bottom level has to produce some fruit in order for it to be beneficial for the layer above. Now, the person who has not developed these other levels, these lower levels, will not see the different connections, right? This is when we're talking about these two different people. So the person who has not worked on these different levels or layers of the mind, they will not see certain types of connections. They will not be able to benefit from the fruit of the lower or the deeper levels. They will not be able to even recognize certain rewards or certain benefits or certain things that you can take advantage of, because, again, they have not cultivated or properly cultivated the lower levels, so these things make no sense. And then this is when we start self-sabotaging ourselves and doing all types of things to really ruin our chances. And again, it's not because we do it on purpose. It's because we have not developed the levels of the mind that would give us the necessary tools, the necessary resources, the necessary equipment to take ourselves to the next level. So this is how we get massively different results when two people come in contact with the same information, right? The person who becomes successful and even wealthy from a piece of information, you know, they're able to see and apply it between the different levels, where the other person that we just talked about, you know, when they get the same information, all they see is words sometime, or they see pieces of data. They can't make these connections because they have no point of reference. And this is why, you know, let me start that over. I'm not going to say this is why. I'll just say that this is what hardly anybody is teaching nowadays, right? People are just teaching certain skills or tactics. People are learning different types of skills or how to use tools, but they're placing these things, right, these skills and these tools on top of faulty levels, making the results very minimal. Now, most people don't want to look at the layers or the levels beneath these, you know, these technical nuggets, as I like to call them, because that's what they are. Whenever you look at things like Facebook advertising or anything, I keep going back to Facebook advertising again because it's such a hot topic right now. But anything like that, webinars, that was the Facebook Live, I mean, whatever the flavor of the day is, all of these things hold value, but they're just certain, they're just skills, right? They're just tools. They're just resources that we can use. So they do possess some golden nuggets in them. But if you, again, if we just survey the landscape, just take an honest assessment of what's happening, you'll find that the majority of people cannot truly benefit, and not to the degree. And what we're talking, I want to make sure that we're clear. We're not talking about just being visible. I used to hear people use that term, you know, increase your visibility. No, we're talking about massive results, success, taking yourselves to the next level. We're talking about masters of business, and we're not going to get into dollar amount because that varies from each person. Now, we are going to touch on that as we go through this, but I don't want to throw just a blanket number out there because that varies from person to person. But we're talking about significant results, tangible results that alter and change your life. So most people use these tools and they don't receive these massive results. And that's because no one is teaching us, at least not on a regular basis, at least I don't bump into them often, to really address these levels that are up under these shiny objects, right? They think this stuff, you know, that I'm talking about now, and even you listening to my voice, you may even think this. You know, my sister Linda Clemens, the great Linda Clemens, she uses this term when we're talking, preparing for the Power Networking Conference. She always said that people will fall for the woo-woo. And I love when she says that. And so some of this stuff that I'm talking about, different levels of the mind and going deeper, some of you listening to my voice right now may say, oh, Brother Befford is talking all that woo-woo. But if you don't get these foundational layers in place, you're not going to be able to make much happen. And if you do make something happen, it will be short-lived because it will be on a faulty foundation. Going back to the analogy that we just used, it's like building a multi-million dollar mansion on sand. So, okay, so I think you got the picture of how important it is to begin to work on this stuff, right? Not just acquiring skills, but work on this stuff, the mind, doing the mind work. So now that I think you got the importance of it, I hope I probably sound like a broken record. I repeated a couple things over and over again, but that's how important it is. They say repetition is the mother of skill. And so I didn't want to just gloss over a few things. So I don't want you to think that your brother was crazy by repeating some things over and over again. But again, this is really the stuff that I'm talking about. I'm trying to use the methodology and strategies to make sure that you get it. So that's why I'm repeating some things, so that we can try to clean up some things that we're thinking, and that we can move in this in the right direction. And now this stuff begins to make sense, because now you're becoming familiar with the language. You're hearing it again. And I'm hoping that after you listen to this recording over and over again, and then now hopefully you'll start to see and research and get more information about these things after this conversation. See, now there's a point of reference here. So now you can begin to branch out and say, okay, so this is what Brother was talking about. Okay, so let's move forward, because again, we don't have a lot of time. I don't want to. Let's start walking through this. I want to walk you through these levels, so that you know what I'm talking about and how you can start working on them to improve your chances of success in business. But obviously, for the rest of the show, the rest of this episode, I'm only going to focus on the first one, and then I'll come back next week and I'll share the rest with you. So the first layer, that foundational layer, is awareness. Now, what do we mean? You know, what is that all about? This is all about your self-awareness. This is about you being aware of your thoughts, aware of your actions, aware of your behaviors, aware of your habits and your tendencies. You really have to ask yourself, do I recognize the patterns that seem to repeat in my life over and over and over again? Am I cognizant of these thinking patterns? Now, some super smart person right now might be like, you know, Brother Befford, I know myself. I know where I am, so I'm self-aware. But that's not what we're talking about here. I'm talking about stepping outside of yourself and being incredibly aware of yourself and your thoughts and your thinking patterns. This is also about your self-identity and your self-image. And your self-identity and your self-image massively affects your entrepreneurial journey. You see, when we're talking about self-identity and self-image, we're talking about how you see yourself. And this is very important. I hope, again, I notice you probably saying, oh, here he comes with the woo-woo. This is not woo-woo. This is critically important. After talking to hundreds of millionaires, working with them, not just millionaires, we're talking about hundreds of individuals who are doing six figures, multiple six figures, talking to entertainers, athletes, heads of states. This is critically important. And again, I know that it's not being taught or shared as much as it should, but it has to be, you know, it has to be shared now. And so what we're talking about here with self-identity and self-image, We're talking about how you see yourself, and this is critically important because if you think, I want you to follow me now, if you're thinking that I'm not good at technology or I'm not good at sales or I can't do this or I can't do that, then you're going to bring that thinking, that awareness of yourself, that self-image into everything you do. And so as soon as you come across some challenge, let's just say, since we said good at technology, so as soon as you come across a tech challenge or a selling situation, right, in your journey, you're going to think that that's not you, that you can't do it, because you've already ingrained in your own mind this self-image of yourself that you're not good at that. And I can't remember who said this statement. I probably do, but right now it escapes me. But there's a statement that says, if you believe you can't, you're right in both instances, meaning that it's about how you perceive yourself. If you believe you can do it, you can do it. And if you believe you can't do it, you're right there. You can't do it. And so it's important that you understand this so that you do not bring that negative self-image into everything that you do. Right? You may say, I'm not a techie, I'm not a salesperson. And I see this all the time in all of my coaching and consulting. It always comes in a conversation where I'm pushing my client or the customer to the next level. And they say, well, Brother Befford, I can't do that. Or that's not me. Or that's not my strong suit. And in most cases, I tell them, you don't have to be the master at it. You need to know about it so that you can hire someone else to do it. But you can't allow yourself to bring that negative self-image into the picture because it still influences, remember, your thinking, your decision-making. Of course you can hire someone, but hire them to do what? If you don't know it, if you're not familiar, if you're not coming in with the appropriate information and knowledge base, then you still may not get the results that you desire. But let's get back to the main point, because there's nothing in your genes, nothing in your DNA that prove that you're not good at technology, good at selling, or anything that you think is beyond your comprehension. Nothing in your DNA says that. This all starts right here in your mind. It starts with your own self-image. So you have to remember that you can learn technology. I remember I didn't think that I could do tech. Here it is. I can build websites now. And if you had said that some years ago, I'd be like, hey, brother can't do that. Brother can't sell. There's a whole bunch of things that I do now that once upon a time I probably didn't think I could do. But see, I had to change my own self-image. And I had to train myself to convince myself that I can do these things, that I could learn technology, that I could learn sales, that I can learn math, that I can learn all of these things. You just have to believe you can. And that leads to the final point that I want to make about awareness. I mean, there's plenty more that we can get into, but this we just don't have the time, as we said. And this is enough to get you and me started in improving on this first level, this base level, this level of awareness, this mental awareness that we have to begin to work on to improve our mind. So this is enough to get us started. We've touched on 3 to 4 points, and right now we're going to just drill down a little bit more on this last one that I've already touched on. I stated it, but let's drill down a little deeper on it, and it's your belief systems. I remember growing up and hearing in my own home and also in the church that money was evil. There are people today who still teach that money is the root of all evil. And it wasn't until I grew up first and then I began to read it for myself that I discovered that's not even what the passage says at all. You know, the passage says the love of money is the root of all evil. And even that has to be put in the proper context. Now, of course, this is not Bible study, but I think this is a good lesson to learn. Because if you believe that money is evil and you are truly striving to be a good person, you will never orientate your mind, your thoughts, your behaviors to attract money simply because you believe that it's evil. So it doesn't matter what specific, you know, skill, no special skill or tactic that you learn. It doesn't matter if you discover a phenomenal tool that you can use. If your belief systems are not geared towards success, improvement, advancement, it's only a matter of time before your upward movement is sabotaged by your own behaviors and your own thinking. Why? Because it's going contrary to your belief systems. Now, I'm using money as an example because I think all of us can relate to that lesson that I just shared. But it's not just money. A lot of people have many different belief systems that are plaguing them that needs to be fixed. It needs to be fixed before we can really have the success that you desire. Now, I want you to remember what we said earlier. Everything you learn on the top of this layer or on the top layers will inherit what's done on the lower level. So everything that we're talking about here on this base level, this level of awareness, this mental awareness, this self-identity, this self-image, your belief system, everything that we learn and cultivate right here, the next level and the levels above, they're going to inherit this thinking. And that's why when we talked about that top level of just processes, thing or skills for process on the process level, that's where they're not effective because they're inheriting things from this level. So that's why we have to go here first and fix this level of awareness in our minds. It is extremely important to get this right here. Because this is the base that everything else sits on. Okay? So I hope that this has been beneficial for you. I'm going to come back next week and we're going to go through the rest of these levels to help us to construct. As I said, I'm trying to do myself. I want to construct the mind of a master of business, right? So I'm taking us inside the mind. And if once you learn this stuff, you'll do your own investigation and study, and you'll find that all of the masters of business, the millionaires, the billionaires, everybody that you admire, they have these things in common. But unfortunately, not too many people like to teach this. And so that's what we're doing now. So I hope that this has been beneficial for you. Share it. Tell someone. Matter of fact, give me some feedback. Let me know what you think about this subject matter that we're addressing right now as we move forward to building the types of businesses that we can truly be proud of. But more importantly, build the types of businesses that will allow us to pass on legacy and generate. I've been hearing these terms lately. And so, again, I hear us talking about wealth and legacy, we have to go to the root of it. If we do not change these things, those become empty conversations is really the point I'm trying to make. So if we truly want those things, if we truly want to start building wealth, if we truly want and not just wealth, intergenerational wealth, if we truly want to start building legacies and all of these things, reinvigorate Black Wall Street and all of these conversations that we're having, if we do not begin to address the way that we're thinking and how to construct the mind of successful entrepreneurs and business persons, men and women, it's just empty conversation. So this is your brother Bedford. Again, this is not personal. This is strictly business, And I hope this has been beneficial for you. And I look forward to talking to you next week. Of course, you can always get in contact with me by emailing me at info@brobedford.com. I've been getting a lot of emails, obviously, for conversation about this, but also so people can begin to receive regular correspondence from me about the Masters of Business Summit that we got coming up. I'm actually going to give you some registration information on that next week. I was going to do it this week, but I knew that we would probably go a little bit over with the subject matter that we're introducing and that we're going to start building on. So this is your brother Bedford. Again, you can email me at info@brobedford.com, or you can also get some of my reports and things sent directly to you by just texting the MOB to 58885. That's the MOB, which stands for the Masters of Business, to 58885. So I'll talk to you soon, everyone. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Strictly Business with Brother Bedford, presented by the Masters of Business. If you like what you heard, do us a favor and subscribe to the show. Leave a 5-star rating and review, and share with those who you may think may benefit from the show. What should be, everybody?
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only $1 a day, nycvirtualoffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000, or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.